We're marching forward to spring day by day. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with the outlook for Franklin, Mass. For the week of March 8th through March 13, 2026. Yes, daylight is continuing to expand each day. Daylight savings has returned, and we have a full week of meetings for the town of Franklin. School committee negotiations are scheduled for executive session on Monday, and the planning board also has their first regular meeting of the month, also scheduled for the same night. The communications subcommittee for the Franklin 250 celebration, the school committee, and the Friends of Franklin Library all have scheduled sessions for Tuesday. The Friends is deliberately more of a social event than a meeting to attract potential members to find out more about what they do and consider joining. The Norfolk County Commissioners hold a public hearing on Wednesday for their budget. The shared document shows a $2 million deficit with no narrative on alternatives for balancing that. So in and of itself, it's an incentive to participate to find out what's up on the county front. The Finance Committee gets to review the town fiscal policies as well as take a deep dive into the grant processing and what opportunities those have presented to us on Wednesday. The Cultural Council is also scheduled for a meeting that night with the recent Wreath of Franklin results to begin planning for the next one. The Municipal Affordable Housing Trust is scheduled to meet Thursday afternoon. The agenda will likely be posted either Monday or Tuesday in advance of this session. The Conservation Commission has a full and varied set of items on their agenda for Thursday evening. The Cultural District Committee gets updates on World Cup planning and Metro West Visitors Bureau annual meeting, among the several items on their agenda, also for Thursday evening. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page. The TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. Reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, looking back at the week that was from March 1 through March 7, 2026. To recap the Franklin TV, Franklin Public Radio meetings broadcast, the Board of Health met on Wednesday. The exclusive audio and recap of that meeting can be found at franklin.news. The town council met for the first session of their month and managed to stay exactly within their time allocation, closing out at 9:59 p.m. The recap and video link can be found. The audio will be ready shortly. The Zoning Board of Appeals met on Thursday evening. The video is available at Franklin TV and on franklin.news. On the high school front, the only game broadcast was the end of the playoff run by the Franklin High School girls basketball team versus Bishop Feehan on Tuesday. The most recent Aging Boldfully episode is available via YouTube in addition to being on the cable broadcast schedule. On the public radio podcast front, the first episode for 2026 of Talk Franklin with Town Administrator Jamie Helen is available. The Party for the Pantry is also a topic for another audio discussion. Both of those are available in the podcast queue as well as on franklin.news. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page. The TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters.